All of the commandments can be summed up under this: love does no wrong to a neighbor. This is what we know, what we worship. Come, worship God, and follow Christ's way of love.
Please join me for the invocation. Almighty God, Creator of the universe and Savior of our souls, we bow before you in all humility and love. We offer you our worship in posture, thought, and deed. May your Holy Spirit guide our walk, strengthen our faith, and animate our joy. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Affirm our faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you. is Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have given him victory. The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, the trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Here ends the reading of the first lesson.
Our second lesson comes from 1 John chapter 5, starting with verse 1 and ending in verse 6. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey God's commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. Here ends the second reading.
Thank you, choir. The gospel lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of John, the 15th chapter, verses 9 through 17. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. Love each other. This is the written word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My meditation this morning is from Psalm 98. It begins this way: sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Shout for joy before the Lord the King. The psalmist is unrestrained, as verse after verse expresses the joy he feels as he celebrates in worship. Psalm 98 is one of several enthronement psalms. It focuses on God as King and leads those people who have experienced God's treasure of salvation to unabashed celebration. As I was thinking about and praying over this text this week, I remembered those moments in my life when I experienced enthusiastic, deep down, unquenchable joy. And I'm sure that many of you would recall remarkable moments in your lives as well, all worthy of celebration. That first puppy you wanted so bad, thrilled with those little puppy kisses. Or the first kitten that curled up in your lap, purring away in dreamy bliss. Or your first bicycle, the red one, the one without training wheels, sturdy enough to ride over curbs and down a couple of steps, shiny and new, better than the other kids. Perhaps it was the first time you got straight A's, or high school graduation, your first significant transition, underscoring your accomplishment and preparing you for the next step. I graduated from high school in Hawaii, and the thing there was that all graduates got carnation leis of one kind or another, and they were stacked up to the point where we could hardly see over them. That was the custom. And then my parents took my best friend and our dates to that fancy restaurant on the side of Diamond Head to celebrate. Oh, the joy. Remember, after four arduous years, finally college graduation. Hearty congratulations and gifts added to the joy of the accomplishment. And after that, the completion of some more school. Each commencement, a joyful celebratory event. For some of us, what about that girl or guy you met who really turned your head? The one who filled your thoughts and dreams? The one you couldn't live without? For me, it was a statuesque blonde with a brand new Mustang. Eventually, a question was asked, a ring was given, a date was set. Then a marriage ceremony brought more joy into our lives. What brings joy to one of us is not necessarily the same for all of us. But each of us can recall life events that were joy-filled, and we're deeply thankful. However, if we stop just there, we would miss the true meaning of the psalm. Our worldly acquisitions and attainments and special dates on the calendar make us happy, joyful. But those feelings change over time. Puppies turn into big dogs. Cats into bigger cats. Bicycles rust and fall into disrepair. Degrees lose their significance as we enter the workplace and eventually retire. And our families change in dramatic and remarkable ways. What was once joy-filled morphs into change and routine and business as usual. Anyway, much, if not all, of those things that brought us joy could be acquired by our own labor and our own drive. Some people have revealed to me that they don't really need God at all. But what about our salvation experience? Do you remember making that public profession of faith? Do you remember walking down the aisle of that Baptist church of your childhood and taking the pastor's hand and saying, "I believe in Jesus as my personal Savior, and I want to be baptized"? Or growing up in a sister denomination, completing confirmation class and being confirmed as a child of God and saved by God's grace. The Apostle Paul writes, "Grab hold of eternal life. You were called to it, And you made a good confession of it in the presence of many witnesses, 1 Timothy 6:12. Only God creates those intensely spiritual moments. Only God brings forgiveness of sin, the embrace of love, and the free gift of salvation. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It's the gift of God, writes Paul in Ephesians 2. It is a thing that only God can do. In that gift lies true joy, unquenchable joy, everlasting joy, the joy that encourages us during life's most painful days, and the joy that we celebrate every prayer, every song, every victory in which we can imagine the unseen hand of God. Jesus encourages us in John 15, 10 and 11, saying, "If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my," what? "Joy may be in you, and that your joy may be in me." So, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. God brought God's chosen people out of slavery in Egypt and into the promised land. That's the single most important event in all of Jewish history. It informs and transforms Jewish thought and action even today. In time, God created a nation of remarkable wisdom and unimaginable wealth. So it was about salvation of his people at the hand of God that the psalmist rhapsodizes. In his excitement, he brings all of nature into play. "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music, with the harp and with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn, the shofar. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let them sing before the Lord. The Lord has made his salvation known." The joy of the psalmist is also our joy. God's strength and mighty arm worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known, and we are saved for eternal life. Do you remember the chorus we sang as young people? "I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. There's joy, 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 joy down in my heart to stay." That's joy. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, for the words of the psalmist that remind us of where our joy really is placed and should be placed, we are so very thankful. We praise you, Father. We praise you for his words that have resounded through the centuries and for the way that they once again in our own hearts clap and sing and trumpet and proclaim our joy. In Christ's name, amen. It is time for prayer. Would you please bow your heads and clear your thoughts and focus solely on what you would like to bring before the Lord, and you will have a full minute for prayer. Thank you. Creator God, Savior Lord, attending Spirit, we celebrate you for revealing yourself through your creation and for your creation of a people who would become the repository of your revelation and through whom you would birth a Savior who would birth our faith. Our joy emanates from you just as it did in the life and testimony of the psalmist. Joy upon joy, and the joy is ours. Help us to understand the distinction between happiness, something that happens, and joy, which is everlasting. Sometimes, though, Lord, the challenges of life mask our joy. We wonder where you are. We seek your face, and it appears you have withdrawn. Affirm for us, please, the proof of your presence such that we step rightly, follow wisely, and obey faithfully. Forgive us when we forget your admonition to love one another and instead stumble into impatience and criticism and contempt and anger. Invigorate our conscience such that we hesitate before we speak, pause before we act, and test the spirits before we decide. May our love for each other show itself in circumspection, active listening, and wise discernment. May our love for you show itself in obedience and unceasing prayer. Father, Lord, you are mindful of those in our fellowship, in our families, and in our circle of friends who need your blessed presence to bring healing of spirit, mind, and body. And as we care for them, may we know when to speak and when to be silent and simply be an abiding presence, diminishing fear and discomfort and bringing peace by your grace. As we have been lovingly saved and lovingly served, help us to bring the salvific words to those who need to hear them and help us to serve them faithfully. We pray for our nation and our world, Lord, as we share the prayer Jesus taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
This morning, we heard the psalmist sing about a new song that God inspires us to sing. In the Gospel of John, Jesus taught his disciples a new song, a love song about Jesus' love for his disciples and for the world. And Jesus hoped we would all join in singing and living out this new song of love. So today, in giving to others, let us join in this song so that the whole world may hear the beautiful and welcoming melody God's love.
Thank you.
Let's all pray together. O Lord, you have revealed your victory over death through Jesus' resurrection, and with joyful songs we rejoice in your marvelous deeds. Now let our voices and actions reflect your saving power, and use our gifts to help more people to know your steadfast love until the day when this world is made new in your kingdom. Amen. Today we come to the table of Christ, and that's exactly what it is. It is Christ's table. It is not ours, and it is open to all who follow this Jesus to participate in the symbol of who Christ was and who Christ is. We hear that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, Jesus and his friends, his followers, were having dinner together. But at this particular meal, Jesus did something a little bit different. He took some bread and he held it up and he said, "This is my body, broken for you." And he gave it to his disciples and he said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Thank you. body of Christ broken for us all.
In the same way, after they had eaten, Jesus took the cup, and after he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples. That night when this event originally took place, it was very somber. It was sad. Disciples were worried. But we're now more than 2,000 years after that event. We know what happened. And our joy is made complete because of what Jesus did. So we can come to this table with a joyous frame of mind, knowing that we are saved for all eternity. So Jesus did bless that cup. He passed it to his disciples and said, "This is the blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the remission of sin." And he said, "Drink ye all of it." I had the opportunity before the service began to speak with a young man who is going through some major life changes. And he's not the only one. There are others that I've spoken to this week who are experiencing the same thing. And it's remarkable that those who have made professions of faith and who are walking in faith seem to be able to face whatever that is that that's confronting them with a sense of hope, nay, with a sense of joy. And then there are those who struggle because the only resource they have comes out of themselves. And if they don't have enough in there to base their future on, it becomes a rather difficult time for them. And it's in those times, perhaps, that the Lord does his greatest work. He touches them, he blesses them, and they make that choice that changes their life forever. That's what Christian discipleship is all about. And you know what? All of you here in this room, more than likely, know precisely what I'm talking about, but there may be one or two who still have not made that choice. And so as we sing this concluding hymn, a hymn about love, care, concern, about what this table means, make that decision right now where you are. Let us stand together and sing.
Would be seated for just a moment. Just a few announcements. Again, for those of you who are guests, we say welcome. We've got folks from South Carolina, folks from Florida, and I'm sure folks from right here in the city of Savannah. So it was good to have you this morning. Just a couple of announcements. We will have, of course, our Wednesday night this coming up week. Brian Martin is going to be teaching us this Wednesday. So he is going to teach us this Wednesday and next Wednesday as well. And so it is going to be a fantastic, fantastic program as he talks to us. Also, this morning, we had one of our quarterly community breakfast, and it was fantastic. And just a big thank you to everyone who helped with that, everyone who cooked, everyone who made coffee and made all sorts of stuff to have our community be together and just to have a good time of food and fellowship and meal together. Also, since it is a first Sunday, we will take up a benevolence offering in the narthex, and so there will be some folks out there with some offering plates. That benevolence offering goes to help folks in need in our community. So if you want to drop in a little bit on your way out, that would be awesome. So let us stand for our pastoral benediction.
And now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Listening to a worship service of First Baptist Church of Savannah. We also invite you to worship with us in person each Sunday at 11 a.m. in our sanctuary on Chippewa Square. All are welcome.